The U.S. Border Patrol's Tucson sector in Arizona reported having 15,300 illegal crossings last week, marking the highest weekly total ever. Way to go, Joe! Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick, along with my partner, Mike Sparazza. I feel like we're on like a TV studio now.
I feel like Joy Behar on The View. I'm kind of liking it.
Seriously. I don't know if I know what to do with my legs, though.
I know.
Usually it's just my hands I got to figure out. Stay still.
We're going this with the cross cool. right now.
Of course, if you're just listening on the radio or on a podcast right now on your phone, you'd be like, what the hell are these guys talking about? But anyway,
new studio in the Financial Guys headquarters here.
We can amuse ourselves. Yeah. We don't even need an audience.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to do a little bit of a rapid fire here, Mike. There was some footage of, this is great, a train. And it literally made me feel like third graders going on a train trip, right? Make sure you pack your lunch, honey. I'll see you after school. I can't wait to hear how the train sounded and, you know, tell us about your stops. Well, this wasn't a train field trip ride, Mike. This was Mexicans, just migrants on top of the train heading toward the U.S. southern border. And there's a nice picture here if you're actually seeing us online and video. There's these guys just waving. They're on the top of the train waving, having a good old time. Isn't this great? I mean, this is the field trip to a new country, and they'll never go back to Mexico because you know they don't have to if they cross our southern border.
I mean, to be fair, it may be, in fact, a field trip. It just will never end. They'll come here and never leave, right?
Right.
You may get out of the train, but you'll just have this life inside of America. You'll get food stamps. You'll get health insurance. Right. Like, you'll even get to be able to vote. I mean, that's how great it is. You just get assimilated right into society. I mean, again, I can't even believe that this administration, Mayorkas, Biden, Kamala, that they actually can look us in the face without smirking and say, we have a secure border. It's proven, right? That was one thing. Yesterday I saw too, there was, I think it was 3,000 coming through a creek in El Paso, I believe it was. Like, we're not even trying to stop these people anymore. We're actually like, yeah, come in. Yeah, come here. Yeah, come on. We'll ship you to New York. We'll ship you to Chicago. Chicago's actually building, like, a legitimate migrant center.
Right.
What are we doing?
All expenses paid.
It's like,
I remember going to field trips, like, to museums and things like that as a kid. You had to bring maybe $3. Like, at least cost you something. All it costs you is maybe $5,000 to a drug cartel member, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we'll get you across that border. Hey, we'll get you on top of that train. Just give us $5,000 and you can just travel right up to the border. You'll be let right in. Here was a stat, actually, to your point about the border. The U.S. Border Customs and Border Protection, this was they have seen an increase in migrant encounters. Surprise, surprise.
No.
The U.S. Border Patrol's Tucson sector in Arizona reported having 15,300 illegal crossings last week, marking the highest weekly total ever. Way to go, Joe. Way to go. Breaking records every week.
Hey, at least he's breaking records, right? At least he's not low on the records. But here's the thing, Mike. You had me thinking about this. This is like an all-inclusive that you don't actually have to pay for, right?
Exactly.
It's like going to Jamaica and getting all the nice restaurants, right. The pools, everything. But then they're like, it's free. Yeah. We'll invite you here. It's free. The food's on us. That nice pool over there. Oh, that margarita you want. That little, what do they call those purple drinks, whatever they're called. It's on us, folks. Just drink it up. Drink as many as you want. You want 10? Go drink 10.
Whatever right? you want.
That's what we're living in right now. And that seriously, yeah. Mike, you it's mentioned the disgusting. 5,000 hours they're paying to get here. Yeah, they're paying for something to get here. But at the end of the day, they get here and they don't have to pay for anything.
Nothing.
It's the best 5,000 hours I'd ever spend.
Do you find the irony? If we want to go to an all-inclusive, we actually go to Mexico and pay.
Right.
If they want all-inclusive, they come up from Mexico and don't pay.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is the la-la land, the crazy, crazy clown town world that we're living in. So on a bright note, Mike, overturning of Roe v. Wade led to 32,000 additional births, a study found. That was a 2.3% post-Roe v. Wade stat. I mean, that's since June of 2022. So about a year and a half. 30,000 plus more babies were born. So I think that's something to celebrate.
You would think so, but there's a lot of people that don't believe that.
Right.
I actually posted it on Twitter this weekend, a person wearing a t-shirt that said, I've had 21 abortions. Now, again, no matter what side of the aisle you're on with abortion, I'm not going to argue on the show about whether you believe in it or you don't. But if you are wearing a t-shirt that's like you won the Super Bowl, that you had, you know, 21 abortions, that to me is either mental illness or you're just an evil, disgusting human being.
Yeah.
That is not something you brag about, right? Whether you agree with it or you don't, right? I mean, to me, that's not like something you go and tell people about or wear a t-shirt of.
It's a sick cocktail of all of what you just said. Yeah. I think on the back of her shirt, and it says, and my husband is Satan.
Right.
Like, that's literally, I mean, honestly, I just don't get it. Here you are, a human being. You have human life, but you can't respect more human life.
Yeah, I
don't get it. Like, there's just some, what do they say, a cognitive dissonance. I can't put those two things together. In fact, so this is something to celebrate. I think we always have kind of crummy, crappy news to talk about, things that we always say, oh my gosh, can you believe the craziness? This wasn't craziness. This is actually something to succeed, you know, even better stats, hopefully next year. Hopefully it's like another 40, another 50, another 60,000. Yeah. There are so many people that wish they could just have babies so easily, and they can't. More babies means better, hopefully, moms and dads that actually might want those babies. I thought that was pretty cool.
Here's the thing that always bothers me about this topic, and I've said this for years. Again, I'm not getting on the side of whether you believe it or you don't. That's your personal beliefs, whoever's listening out there, ours, whatever. But in 2023, it is so easy not to procreate if you don't want to, right? Especially for lower income neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They hand out condoms in the city of Buffalo at, what was it, Mike? What was it? At Good Friday parades. I mean, like, and then birth control. If you're in any place, if you have health insurance, if you're on Medicaid, whatever, you can get almost free birth control in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't that hard. Right? This isn't that crazy to think about. Just stop being selfish and actually think about your life for a second.
Right.
And I know what people tell me all the time. Well, you understand people don't think about their life. Okay. But that's not Mike Spiraza and Mike Hayflick's problem, right? At the end of the day, when you have 21 abortions, that becomes my problem because I'm paying for it with your free healthcare.
And it shouldn't be the unborn child's issue either.
Right.
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 I have an idea though. All these woke people, how about they get AI boyfriends and AI girlfriends?
Yeah, there you go.
There won't be any babies being born.
Yeah.
They'll just be staying in their room in their parents' basement, maybe, just watching their AI boyfriend and AI girlfriend.
Yeah.
They can hug their computer screen and just love them to death.
And you said something before, too, that makes total sense to me. Like, you, 21 abortion person, are here because a parent of yours chose to let you live, right? Like, this championing of abortion makes me sick because we're all here because our parents let us be here.
I know.
Like, you should be thrilled at the decision of pro-life that your parents gave, right? Because at the end of the day, you're not here without your parents procreating and having you and giving birth to you.
Right.
That should be something you should be. I say it all the time, Mike, because my life as a kid, there was a lot of things that went on with my family. I am so glad that my parents met each other and that my parents had me and that I'm in this world to live in this great country and in this great world. I think about it all the time. I know that sounds weird. I think about it all the time. I think about all the time about people that just meet people. My grandfather just this past weekend passed away. Mike had 12 children. My grandfather.
Mm.
Thank God my grandfather met my grandmother and had my mother. And now that's how I think about things. Cause that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
God,
I mean, and these people are like, yeah, who cares? Well, you should care.
Well, certainly not doing any honor to their belief in her as a baby,
right?
Allowing her to be born. Now having a t-shirt, I've had 21 abortions. You are not doing your parents very proud, young lady.
No.
It's really embarrassing.
No.
So embarrassing. Again, I mentioned kind of a dissonance. I cannot figure this out, Mike. I cannot figure out how the liberals, these crazy progressives, can go on and basically bash Jews, be anti-Semitic, and so dismissive of the Hamas terrorist group's actions on October 7th. And I really mean this. Like, I keep thinking, when you hear them talk, it's almost like they jump over that event and they immediately want to talk about the new war crimes, like AOC will say, war crimes against Palestinians, right?
Yeah.
War crimes against Palestinians. I want to read a stat. Let's just see, you know, do the Palestinians really feel that much against Hamas? Listen to this. This is from the Arab World for Research and Development. Opinions among Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza region. This is 668 Palestinians between October 31st and November 7th. 75% of them support the October 7th Hamas massacre. 76% have a positive view of Hamas. 98.2% have a negative view of America. So these Palestinians, for which I'm sure there are many wonderful women and children and maybe some men that you could say are decent, upstanding citizens. But when you see three quarters of them support that massacre, three quarters of them support Hamas, and nearly everyone in the 660 plus survey that think that we are the evil ones. I mean, Mike, how do you make sense of what some of our own legislators in this country are saying and the things that they're believing should happen?
I mean, this of all issues in America today, this one is the most confusing to me. And it really, like, again, open borders, very confusing. I'm not going to say it's not confusing. You know, voting for a president who has, you know, let inflation rise. And I know Donald Trump spent money. Joe Biden has done nothing to stop that. He just has spent more, right? You know, there's a lot of issues in this country where you're like, wow, what's going on here? But this one to me is easily the most insane. We are legislators and congressmen and women in our country are petitioning to protest for a criminal terrorist group. Like, I don't understand it. No matter how much you tell me about this, I will never understand it. You can say Palestinians are good people, but you cannot not say in that same breath, Hamas deserves to go. They have to go. They need to be wiped off the face of the earth, right? That to me is like a no-brainer. And this is what drives me nuts, Mike. The people that are like, we need a ceasefire. We need to stop fighting. Yet they're the same people voting for $250 billion to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. What about a ceasefire over there? What is the difference?
No, they just keep fueling that fire.
What's the difference?
More. They want to print more, more, more. Zelensky couldn't ask for a big enough number. If he said, we really think we need $2 trillion, write the check. Right. Joe, get it over there. Ukraine needs our help.
Then they'll be like, well, see, the difference is that Putin's, you know, an evil dictator and Hamas is like the second coming of Jesus Christ. Like, what are we doing here? Right? I mean, it's insanity. It's insanity, Mike, and it makes no sense.
I think it's a follow the money all the way. And I just feel like, you know, with the Dems, it's always about who's going to vote for me so I stay in power. And I think right now they're looking at it from the standpoint of how many Palestinians, how many Muslims across the country would we lose if we support Israel? Then on the other hand, how many Jewish voters will we lose? Unbelievably, anyone who's Jewish seemed to support the Democrats, historically speaking. So it's really shocking to me. But then maybe not so much. I really do think, though, I truly do mean this, there's got to be like an evil upon us when people like AOC, Rashida Tlaib, they don't even acknowledge how horrific, I mean, grandmothers and young children, rapes, babies being beheaded. They don't even acknowledge that that was a really disgusting, just a vile act, an evil act. And I just have to feel like there's, you know, we've often talked about maybe there's divine intervention in your life. There's some like demonic intervention going on in that progressive group. And man, do I hope things change this coming November. We're just going to be leaving this November 2023, but boy, do we need a change in 2024.
Well, and I think the thing that's frustrating to me is, and I say this to like my team all the time with our home and auto agents here, like, let's just keep it simple, stupid, right? Like, let's break these issues down and just keep it simple for a second. So let's look at a lot of these issues before we wrap today, Mike, of what's going on in our country. So wars on multiple fronts, right? Yep. There's a couple options. You can either keep funding them and have no idea when it's going to end. Or you can start to put in a plan to say, we're not spending money there anymore. We'll let these Israel and Ukraine fight on their own. They're doing a thing. The answer cannot just be blank checks, right? Anybody with a brain, Mike, would say, if we're writing blank checks and we don't have an action plan, you know, that's not a good bet for America. Yet we keep doing it. I use our business all the time. If I said to a bank, just keep writing me a check, I'm just going to keep advertising. Don't worry about if we're writing business from the advertising. That's not important, right? Just keep giving me money to advertise, and then we'll worry about it later. No bank would ever give us a loan for that. They'd be like, yeah, how are we getting paid back? Don't worry about it. You're fine. You really don't need the money back. It's fine. Right? Like that to me just is insanity. And that's one of the main issues, that America just has no accounting for anything, whether it be welfare, whether it be money to foreign lands, whether it be giving out loans, student loans. Mm-hmm. There's no accounting ever in America. And to me, that's a very, again, let's just keep it simple for a second. Let's think about this logically. Should we keep handing out money? The answer is clearly no.
One thing I would mention, Dick Morris, he used to be more nationally, I think, prominent, but he was being interviewed and he said, you know, the things going on over in the Middle East, that is difficult for any of us to understand. We're not there. We're told and we see only the things that the media will cover. It's not right there in front of us, right? Not right there nose to nose with us every day. However, one thing that is the economy. Here are price increases since Joe Biden took office in January of 2021. These are just common goods, okay? These are the percentage increases. Gallon of gas up 38%. Dozen of eggs up 68%. A gallon of milk, 14% higher under Joe Biden. A pound of butter, 25%. Bread per loaf, 29%. And ground beef per pound, 24%. These things people like us do experience. I don't experience it personally because my wife does all the shopping, thank God. But she tells me, believe me, I don't have to go and shop myself to know that we're spending a fortune more on all these common goods. I have clients who all they talk about is, yeah, Mike, it's just more expensive. So I end up living without it. I don't even, I just don't get it anymore. So that's what I'm hoping, Mike. I'm hoping that even if you can't really reach those moderate, maybe the moderate conservatives, the true Republicans who hate Trump so much, right? I hope we can reach them on a very like kind of household, right on your doorstep type basis on economic issues. And that's not even to go into the whole idea of children and how children in our country are being attacked. But if Joe Biden is trying to run on the Bidenomics and thinking that we're all that stupid, my God, don't prove him right and vote for him.
but Mike, that's the biggest problem, right? You have Karine Jean-Pierre this week saying, or actually it was Biden saying it, that this Thanksgiving was the fourth cheapest Thanksgiving in history. They also had KGP or KJP, what I call her KGB, but they have her talking about, you know, gas prices are down. They do think we're stupid. And here's the worst part. We do have a lot of stupid people that listen to it, right? You brought up those goods, Mike, at the store. And I just want to make this point. For people like you and I and Mike and Glenn and Reinstein in our office, we can handle increases in premiums. We own a business. We have, you know, we're fortunate, right? We're just fortunate. Not everybody is. And that's what breaks my heart. And I say this all the time. People continue to vote for people like Joe Biden in lower income communities. And it's not a race thing, by the way, because I know as Joe Biden would say, like, you know, poorer kids are just as smart as white kids. That's not how I talk. Lower income, period. It doesn't matter what race or gender you are. The lower income folks are hurt the most by what Joe Biden and the Democrats do, because they promise, and they never, ever, ever deliver. And this is a great example, Mike. I know personally what I do when I go food shopping every week, because I do the food shopping, is It used to be $100. It's at least 150. Mm-hmm. I went this past weekend, spent $200. I bought one thing, Mike, of ground beef, and it was still $200. Not the ground beef, but my whole shopping list, right? Like, it's insane.
Unreal.
And it breaks my heart because these people continue to vote for them because they're promised that they're going to get, you know, they're going to make the middle class bigger, and they're going to decrease the rich and the poor and the gap there. They never do. And they hurt the lower income community more than anybody else, because you and I can pay for that stuff, Mike. We can deal with the gas increase. We can deal with the eggs and the butter and the bread. A lot of people can't. And Mike and Glenn say it all the time. A lot of people are making decisions. Do I drive my car today? Do I pay for my insurance today? Or do I go get dinner for my family? That is absolutely heartbreaking. And if you don't see it that way, there's something really wrong with it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people on low income or fixed income, if you're retired, I think most of those people would have never, ever, ever thought that our government would actually be doing things to hurt us. They always thought, no, we'll always get the support. They'll always think of us in terms of like our best interests, yep. Right? They're public servants to us. And now it's not happening. There are things happening to this country that are not in our best interests. All you have to do is look at the border. That's how we started this podcast. Yep. You look at the border. If they cared about us, if the United States president cared about us, if Kamala Harris cared about us, if all of these leaders, as they say they are, cared about us, they would not let people come over that border illegally, taking away our resources, putting our lives in jeopardy with all the fentanyl, with the rapes, with all the mass amount of people going into cities and putting strain on cities and communities, even like here in Erie County, New York. They would not do that if they actually cared about us. So folks, you have to vote accordingly next November. You have to. I mean, if you really believe that this administration is doing you a favor and doing better by you, you are delusional. You have to get some help for that. But you should really, if you don't believe things are going better, you have to vote these people out.
And I'll say this, but when we close here too, every single issue, every single one is very easy to understand and very easy to see that we are falling apart. Right. You look at the border. I don't care if you're a Democrat voter or Republican voter. You're hearing the people like Mayor Adams complaining. You're hearing the people like Kathy Hochul now in New York saying they can't handle the surge anymore. In Chicago, they said the same thing, Mike. When you hear the staggering numbers from our own government, Border Patrol telling you 15,000 people. Right. Like that to me, if you can't see that, over 100,000 people dying of overdoses per year in America now. The numbers are there, folks. Just look at them. Number one. Number two, Mike, this is your world. Interest rates and investments and things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are running at almost three times the interest rates that there were. I bought a house in 2021. My interest rate's 3.01%. Mm-hmm. You can't even touch 7 right now, right? I mean, that's 2-3 years, Mike. I mean, these are issues that are smacking us in the face. Mm-hmm. And Americans are, oh, by the way, I didn't even mention crime, the fact that, you know, cities are burning down and people are getting raped and murdered in every big city across the country. But these are the things, like, this is not hard. Just wake up, folks. And again, I'm going to say it because I don't trust people anymore. 12% of people voted in the Erie County elections and let Mark Poloncarz walk into a fourth term. After everything that man has done over the last 12 years, he walked into a fourth term because people don't care to get out and vote. And as Loma says, it's not just about voting. Help candidates out, right? Don't complain and then give Chrissy Casilio $0 in the county executive race. Yep. Don't do any, like, you and I spent countless hours doing podcasts or the radio show. Like, you cannot complain and then do nothing. It's unacceptable.
That's right. So be part of the solution, folks. If you're listening, vote the right way. Vote for America. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Sounds like it'll be voting for Trump. So hopefully it is, because honestly, yeah, I got a guy here next to me who seems to like Trump a bit.
That's right.
But how can you not? How can you not make there's such a stark comparison from when he was in office to where we are right now? And folks, you literally have to be blind, deaf, and dumb, like Tommy in the Who movie, to not understand this. Like, how could you possibly not see how horrible this country has gone under Joe Biden?
I will say this in closing, then I'm going to push the app, Mike, because we got to push the app. But for those out there who are, you know, whether you're on a Trump bandwagon, you're on a DeSantis bandwagon, a Vivek, whatever it is. Here's my pitch to what we need to do. We need to have everybody that is going against Donald Trump right now back out and endorse the man, mm-hmm. because he's up 50 points right now. We need the Republican Party to come together, back Donald Trump, pay attention to election security or election integrity, pay attention to all that stuff, and vote for a candidate who's proven that he is America first and that he loves our country. We need to back him, we need to endorse him, and we need to go run with him in 2024 and win. Again, I'm not talking smack about other candidates. All I'm telling you is the man has an insurmountable lead right now. He's proven he can do it, and he will come back and do it again and do it again even better. And I truly believe that because I think he's learned a lot from the swamp in Washington. Mm-hmm. He's learned a lot from the trash in Washington, and he's going to come back better than he's ever been. And that starts right now, by the way. It starts right now because we are 11 months away already, Mike. It's crazy to think we're 11 months away from the biggest election in our lifetimes. Back Donald Trump. Get the other candidates out there and endorse them, and let's move on.
How do people get the app on their phones?
Yes, the app on the phone. So go to, or your tablets, phones or tablets, go to your app store, search the Financial Guys Media or Financial Guys Media Network. You will get the app that pops up, download the app, set yourself up for notifications, because when you have the notifications, you'll see when we go live for our morning show, you'll see when podcasts drop, and you'll also see when the radio show goes live. There's a live feed on the app. It is your app to all Financial Guys content. You get Mike and Mike, five days a week, I believe it is. Three morning shows, three podcasts.
It's essentially that. Yeah. I don't think we take a day off.
No, we don't take a day off anymore.
Sundays. It's a day of rest.
It's the Lord's Day.
It's biblical.
That's right. You get 6 days a week of the Financial Guys. Download the app. Sign up for the notifications. We will be doing more. I'm going to pitch this to Ann Horan, and I will be going to Arizona for the Turning Point USA America Fest. We will be getting a lot of interviews with a lot of people like we did about a year and a half ago already. So stay tuned for that. That'll all be coming out the weekend of December 16th. So pay attention for that too.
Mike Sparazza to be a special guest there at that event. That'll be cool. So keep an eye out for that. Folks, thanks a lot for listening and maybe viewing Mike and Mike here. Mike Sparazza, Mike Hayflick. Three podcasts a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We also do morning mics, 8:15 to 8:30 live, 5 hot topics, 3 minutes each. We will be back next week, but we'll also be here Wednesday morning for morning mics. Again, find the app, turn on the notifications, and we will remind you when you need to tune into us. Have a good one.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.